Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
So let's move now from trade wars to scrums. Whether it's global tariffs or the Springboks winning in business, like rugby, it's all about playing the long game. It's about adapting fast and also keeping your eye, obviously, on the ball. Now, there's a fascinating new book out. It's called Box to Business, From Scrum to Strategy, Applying the Bomb Squad Success Formula to Your Business. The author is P.G. Geldenhuys, and he joins me on the program. PG, welcome and well done on the book. Let's start off with the Springbok coach, Rassie Erasmus. How do you think he aligned his short-term tactics with a bigger, longer-term strategic vision? And how can executives replicate that balance?
Well, Jeremy, Rassie's story is interesting because he had to take an organization from zero to hero. Right. So everyone has the same, in that context, it's the same long-term vision, which is to win the biggest prize. I suppose what was different was the way he mapped out the way to do it. And that's what's fascinating. And that's what business can learn from him. And what he did was he took that long-term goal and he broke it down into clear short-term tactics and milestones. And I think that's a lot of what my book is about in the first part of it, is how do you break down that bigger picture? See it clearly and then break it down into smaller steps.
And part of that breaking it down, I guess, is also about embedding values into every single decision that is made. And it's all about putting the right systems and behaviors in place that make this sustainable, PG, and not just symbolic. Often a mistake that businesses themselves make.
Hey, listen, what did Mike Tyson say? Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face, right? So systems don't, you know, what's the other quote? Culture for breakfast.
Culture eats strategy for lunch. Right? There we go. Culture eats strategy for lunch.
If you don't have alignment in your team, you can put all the plans in the world in place and they won't happen. Your team needs to be rowing in the same directions. And the values, the goal, the clear goal, the clear milestones and the values. The value set, the ownership principle of the values is 100% important for the box and it's important for business and it's what's differentiated this box team from all the others that came before it.
And what Rassie Erasmus was successful at was selling that alignment not only to the team, the squad, but also all the stakeholders that were involved in the process.
His stakeholder engagement is next level. Look, a CEO, that's the one job of a CEO, right, is stakeholder engagement, and he is a master. It's unbelievable what he did in terms of aligning, you know, the politicians, the executive, the unions, the players. Everybody got aligned on what he's doing and how he's going to do it, and I'm sure it wasn't easy.
PG, in a high-pressure environment like test rugby, or again bringing it back to the business analogy, maybe a corporate turnaround for instance, part of the process is building a culture that embraces honest feedback without fear. Something, and I do speak from some experience here, that many organizations fail miserably at. Was there a particular approach or secret that was applicable to the Springbok rugby team?
Yeah, no rock stars. It's in the book. Is nobody, including the coach, is above honest feedback and honest public feedback. Netflix does the same thing. It's a public calling out protocol that applies to everyone, and I think that's their secret. It's consistent public calling out. You know, when it's great, but when it's not good, it's also you've got to take your medicine. And that's kind of different about how leaders generally think about it. Is you have your discipline sessions in private and your praise in public. But Rassie just said, you know what? It's got to be out there. Given the egos, given the level of the team members, and it's the same for an executive team, you probably want to watch out for having too many closed doors conversations.
And also having the enabling environment which allows people to speak without fear of reprisal or retribution.
Yeah, well, that's the tricky thing, isn't it? In a large organization, you're always going to worry how your comments will land. People are people. But if you've got the right cultural mindset and if you've got the right people in the organization, you can get past that. But that's about building a culture on those values. And it goes back to the leader. The leader must build that culture. He must embody it and then not allow people downstream to not live that culture as well.
And PG, how often haven't we seen Rassie Erasmus not only watching a game, but his head also buried in a laptop? And it was all about the role, or is about the role, that data plays in decision making. Critical as far as you know what the rearview mirror is showing you, but also what that data is going to tell you in terms of predictive analysis. It's critical then that businesses adopt a similar performance discipline, looking behind them, but also making sure that lessons from behind them can be applied to the future.
Yeah, what we call the key performance indicators, right? It's like that joke, you had one job. But the thing is, we confuse it, things. If we see a prop suddenly doing a nice run, then it's the greatest prop in the world. That's not the job, you know? So it's all about tracking the right metrics, the metrics that are a proxy for the end result. We call it leading and lagging metrics. And he's genius at saying, you know what, you're here. Here's your scorecard. When I spoke to Dwayne, he said to me, Russ is the first one to bring scorecards in, developmental scorecards, which is a great idea for any business too, which says, this is where you're right now on this particular thing that you should be doing. This is where you need to be a regular starter in this team. Go to work.
You
do the same.
You use the phrase KPI. One of the issues around the Springboks was transformation wasn't a KPI. It was an absolute non-negotiable.
Well, it's always been kind of pressed down on reluctant leadership. That's the other thing. It's the reframing of a limiting belief. I think that's what's differentiated them, is saying this is not a constraint, this is an opportunity.
You mentioned the Bomb Squad operating system. It's not been without its controversy, obviously. But how do you think that approach translates from rugby into the boardroom?
Well, listen, what are you good at? Jim Collins calls it the hedgehog concept. What is your move? What is your thing that you do really well? For rugby, for Springboks, it's forward-dominated strength, superior, almost genetics, and the pool of players we can call upon. So Rusty just said, this is what we're really good at, this kind of rugby, and we've got this incredible pool of players that we're not utilizing, so let's leverage on those two things, but let's be smart about it. And that's what he's done. He's been very smart about just taking a thing that we all know, but weaponizing in a way that nobody did before.
And in that respect, there are three points that I think you raise in different chapters in the book. One is about constant feedback. The second is about building a culture of resilience. And the third is innovation. Of those three, which one do you think is most important as far as corporate South Africa is concerned?
Now, you're putting me on the spot, Jeremy, because they're all important. Mm. South Africans, I think the core strength that we have is somewhere between a boermakker plan, you know, innovation, and resilience. The resilience part of it, I think, is what really is the hallmark of that team, is that, as Cheslin Kobe put it, always chase lost cause and don't give up. South Africans, that's what differentiates us. So if we stick with our resilience and then innovate within, I would say, the thinking inside the box as opposed to thinking too much outside of it, innovate within what we have. So we have a limited amount of resources being at the southern tip of Africa, but we have a lot of opportunities even being here, and we should lean into those.
Just a quick one
within our constraints.
A quick one in conclusion. What do you think makes Rassie Erasmus more than a coach? What do you think makes him a chief executive officer, but wearing a tracksuit?
His ability to focus. His ability to focus. When I talked to the co-author of his book, he has unbelievable focus. He's able to zero in on the critical thing, the number one thing, and that is unbelievable. Just ability to focus and then to drill down on what's important and then to be able to communicate. I think the second thing is his man management and the way he communicates that.
Some valuable lessons there for corporate South Africa. It's all in a new book. It's called Box to Business, From Scrum to Strategy, Applying the Bomb Squad Success Formula to Your Business. The author is PG Heldenhuis. And PG, thank you very much for talking to me.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.